Yes, we are making a difference. With good news from Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops. The southern Iraqi province of Wasit shipped more than 110,000 tons of wheat and 90,000 tons of barley from the 2006 harvest to state silos. This is a record yield for the province and four times higher than last year's combined 48,000 tons. The record harvest can be attributed to American help. U.S. Navy Captain Hank Damaraki explains.
Last year, USAID bought 165 wheat cleaners, and this year the Army bought 170 seed cleaners. Production on wheat through those seed cleaners alone increased, depending on the field and the quality of the seed going into the machines, has increased by 25 to 60%.
Countrywide, Iraq produced 1.2 million tons of wheat and 144,000 tons of barley. That's good, but the record harvest still falls far short of domestic consumption, which is now estimated at 4 million tons per year. Iraq's food import bill has now soared to more than $4 billion a year. The secret might lie in diversification. Captain Damaraki hopes the Iraqis will start to diversify their crops. And what about profits for the farmer?
The farmers always say we don't make any money.
No matter which country, right?
But I will say, when I went to a province up in the Erbil area, we went to one of the villages where they were cleaning the wheat. The leader of the tribe came up, and he gave me a big hug, and he says, "Thank you for this seed cleaner. You made our village rich." Well, rich isn't really rich like we think in America, but it did bring them money so they can buy things that they need. So yes, you know, they are making money, and the things we are doing here are making a difference.
The Iraqi government currently offers grain subsidies that pay farmers approximately $250 for each ton of grain shipped. And as the food import bill comes down, Iraqi farmers are hoping their incomes will go up. For the State Department's Public Affairs Go Team in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops.